Livestock Exchange is our next guest here on Good Morning NOCO. Robin, how are you this morning?
I am good, gentlemen. Beautiful sunrise. You know, what more can you ask? The birds are singing. I mean, my goodness. Never be another bad day.
Never once, Robin. I love your enthusiasm every single Wednesday.
Absolutely. You got to start out that way, you know, because sometimes by the end of the day, the old world kind of works you over.
Oh, it does. No, you got to start it out. You got to set your I always call it your mental equalizer. It's like your sound machine in your head. Got to have the right volumes cranked up and turn down the voices that don't matter in those sounds. And if you get channeled in just right, it's a perfect way to start the day, and then you just got to work it throughout the day and keep adjusting with all the crap people throw at you. But if you work at it, you can make every day perfect, right? Well, not perfect, but livable.
Livable, absolutely. And you know what? Attitude is everything, so you just kind of make the best happen.
No, you're right. The stuff's there whether you're in the mood for it or not. So why let it be the factor that brings you down?
Absolutely. And then, you know, in the evening, Tanner, we have mood enhancers.
That's right. That's right. And just so you know, that it's not just only me that does that here on our morning show. Brian loves a beverage as well. Robin, how did your meet-in day go on Saturday?
It was fantastic. We served a lot of people. We had, oh my gosh, yeah, the attendance was great. And we just, we had a super day. I mean, we had our vendors there, and oh my gosh, it was a great day. It was a great day.
I love that, and that, like we talked about, that day and the education that takes place. I mean, it's a really cool thing. And I know you had a great day down there, Robin. I know there were other ones going around all over the place in Colorado. So that any day that there's set up for education of agriculture is a great day.
Absolutely, it is. I mean, you cannot educate enough people about, it's not just about the food on the table. I mean, that's our main thing, but all of the byproducts that come from it that are in your local stores that they don't even think about. So, you know, it's just huge. It's absolutely huge. And we're going to continue to do our part, Tanner and Brian, you know, all of us. That's what we're here for.
No, we are, Robin. So what are the cattle markets looking like this morning?
Well, you know, it's kind of got their poker face on today. So it's down a little bit on the nearbys, you know. The extended out forecast is still positive. But, you know, it's been flip-flopping around a little bit with just all the stuff we got going on in our world right now. And between the banking and all of the you know, bills that are out there and the vetoing going on. So, you know, I think it's just, it's a little bit of uncertainty of everything, and not huge drastic downs, but they are down, you know, but you know, you can't continually go up. I've stressed that before. It'd be nice if it worked that way, but it doesn't. So, no big influxes down or up, but positive on the, you know, the futures, but the nearbys are off a little bit this morning. But we're going to hope that they're going to close on the positive note, and things are going to just, you know, be steady. Steady is what wins the race.
No, it is. And how does steady look? Well, it a lot of times comes in these little bit of fluctuations, right, Robin? And as weird as that sounds, you know, we'll see a tick up, we'll see a tick down, we'll see a tick up, we'll see a tick down. But as long as you know that it's going to stick around that kind of a price, that'll work out all right.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, you have to have a basis on everything, and you know, it seems to work as a factor. And you know, our cost of production has just gotten so high, and so you know, that's really tough to try and figure things when you see things. Your first initial shock is like, oh my gosh, it's down, but it's nothing drastic. So I'm sure it'll all turn around and come back, and, you know, heck, we're into the spring. You know, yesterday was the first day of spring, so, you know, we've got new attitudes, new things happening, green grass coming, so, you know, we're just going to keep our attitudes good and keep things rolling.
Isn't spring one of the best times of the year, Robin? The things start to green up. You got those baby calves running around all over the place. Spring is one of the best times of the year.
It is absolute. I love spring. I absolutely love it. It's like a rejuvenation.
Yes.
It's like a shot in the arm.
Yeah, I hate it.
Brian hates spring. I don't know what is with him, but he said he will go live in his mountain with his little dog with antlers and just be the Grinch of spring.
I will. Yes, because I like when days end, being a morning person all these times, you know, for all these years, when it's light until 9 o'clock at night, I never see the end of a day. So I feel like it's just summer starts, like, at the end of March, and it's just one day until September. Yeah, it's one long day.
I think you're crazy, man.
I am.
I think you are. Robin Varman of the Livestock Exchange joining us this morning. Robin, what do you guys got going on at LEI here?
You know what? We are having a slowdown this week. We have just one sale this week, so we're all going to be in culture shock. And but it is on Thursday, and it's a combined sale. And so we'll sell all classes of cattle. We'll start at 9 a.m., and we'll go to pairs and breads. And this time of year, I always tell everybody to be prepared around noon. We do advertise at 1, but I tell you to be there around noon because sometimes the way cows and bulls lighten up this time of year, and so we'll just roll right into those breads and pears and then any stock or features to follow. And we do have some breads and pears on the listings and also some stock or feeder calves to follow on that. So that is this Thursday. And then we just had our hay sale, and so there's a lot of hay going out. And we had a phenomenal hay sale, too, Brian and Tanner. You know, we just are so thankful, and obviously there's still the need for it out there, so that's a good thing, and people be getting it out, and we'll be receiving new, and next week is another combined sale, and then we'll have our last Friday sale, that first Friday in April. I hate to even think about that, but my gosh, it's not that far away.
No, it's not at all, Robin.
I know it. And our scholarship applications are going to be coming running due, so we want to make sure that get everybody in that mode of getting those dropped off in the mail, and we're here to help you on that. If you need anything or have any questions on it, don't hesitate to call the office or log online to www.livestockexchange.org, and all of that should be on there as well. And any consignments are on there, and, you know, we're just going to have a great week down here.
I love it, Robin.
I love it, too.
And make sure that those applications for this, for the scholarship, this is for anybody continuing a career in agriculture in any way, shape, or form, or going for schooling, of course, in agriculture. They've got to be in or postmarked by April 6th. We're not that far away. It's March 22nd today.
No, it's hard to believe.
April 6th. Really, they've got to be in or postmarked by that date. So make sure you get on that. And, Robin, I know this is you've been doing this for a couple of years now, and the previous winners are always, you know, just very grateful, and it's fun to follow them along, right?
Absolutely. You can't, today's society and world with what we've got, everything helps, and, you know, we got to keep everybody educated, and we want to keep continually growing with these scholarships, so yes, it's great.
Yeah, no, absolutely love it, Robin. Well, thank you so much for your time this morning, Robin. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and hopefully, you know, the world doesn't kick you around so much that you need one of those adult beverages today.
I don't let it, Tanner.
All right.
I just said, too. Yeah, she doesn't let it, but she'll have the beverage.
The beverage
anyway.
To celebrate the day. I like that. Robin Varlman, Livestock Exchange. Robin, appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Take care, Robin.
There is, again, Robin Varlman, Livestock Exchange, livestockexchange.org for more information. 7:50 the time now. Let's get the latest in the tech world. Here's Kim Komando.